Okay, we're speaking well. We're speaking, of course, well with the lovely Upper House Liberal Member of Parliament for the Northern Metropolitan Region, Liz Bejat, who is a tireless worker for our community and has done some amazing things. And she is currently involved in getting a petition organised with an incredibly special woman who is...
Also joining us in the studio.
Also joining us in the studio, and I'm just honoured that this lady, Kate Moyer, has agreed to come in tonight, because some of our listeners may know, but I wrote a column on this a few months ago in relation to Tom Percy QC's comments about serial killer Catherine Burney, who he argued that she was old and frail and should just be let out of jail, and it provoked a huge storm of controversy. And I wrote a column, and I always try and do due diligence and do many interviews and lots of research. And I tried every way I could to contact Kate, and I wasn't able to through all my sources, but she has come forward, and she is pushing, she's pushing an amazing campaign with our Attorney General, and also helped by Liz.
And Liz is helping Kate, so obviously
she
Liz...
is.
By the way, welcome along, Liz.
Yes,
thank
welcome,
you very
Liz.
Much.
You're the one who's obviously, I would imagine, knows how the whole political process works. So what you're doing is showing Kate how to go through the political process in a way that things might just happen.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Kate, nice to have you along. Thank you for coming
nice
in.
Nice to be here.
Yep. You don't like to think of yourself as being brave. I understand, I've read several articles about you. You like to see yourself as being a survivor.
Oh, just being normal.
Which I suspect is a case of thank God I got through this, and I wouldn't wish this on my worst enemy.
That's true. Might wish it on Catherine Burney, but not on anyone else.
Yeah, no, I understand that. The thing that has always amazed me about the whole business of consideration for parole for Catherine Burney, if the reports are accurate... she herself has never applied for it. It's something that has just been presented automatically. What sort of effect does that have on you?
It makes me angry.
It's pretty short and straight,
straight to the point.
Yeah.
Short and straight to the point. It makes me angry.
Are you ever consulted about this? Are you ever given an opportunity to have an
input?
Yes,
I am, through the Victims Notification Register.
Yep.
Yep.
And does that produce...
I choose not to respond.
Okay.
I've contacted the previous Attorney Generals, Jim McGuinty and Christian Porter, for the previous two parole hearings.
Oh, okay, and this
course,
time you decided not to participate.
No, I was guaranteed by Christian Porter last time that she would not come up for parole again.
Ah.
And this time I decided to push a campaign to make sure that she doesn't come up for parole again.
Is the Attorney General powerless to stop her coming up from parole? Because as I understand it, there was a High Court case that said that everyone had to be considered for parole.
Yes.
It did not mean they would be granted parole, but my understanding and my reading was that everybody had to be considered for parole, so therefore a judge couldn't say, I'm going to sentence you to life without parole, simply because they don't have that power.
The other thing is, as I say, common sense is my thing this week, and you know,
good luck with that.
If someone like Catherine Burney doesn't deserve life without parole, then who does? And I think it's really important that with this case, it's really the judge in the beginning who should have sentenced a lot better than he did, and then we actually probably wouldn't be in this situation.
Can I just put this in?
If his
sentencing had been woefully inadequate, surely the DPP at the time would have appealed and would have been advised or would have realised that it had a good chance of success.
Well, we would have to go back and look at the decision. But, I mean, we've seen recent cases where people can be sentenced and they, you know, like Martin Bryant, it's life without parole. And, you know, you could have set a parole of, you know, 47 years or something like that. But it's all about, you know, it's very important for people as well. I know that Kate realises. And it's also very frustrating for people trying to navigate through, you know, bureaucratic governmental processes. But the problem is, if... you can't just go off and say, right, we've got to do this, because the worst thing would be for there to be constitutional limitations that are sort of knocked down, or a proposal done and then struck down by the High Court, which has actually happened with some sex offender cases and also bikie law cases as well.
Yeah.
So I think it's a fabulous idea, and I'm thrilled that the Attorney General is so open to receiving the petition and wanting to work forward to it. But as frustrating as it is, it takes time.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for members of the public, me as well, we get frustrated, I guess working in media, everything's fast, but it has to be done so that it can't be thrown out at a later stage.
Not only that, we also get critical of sentences that are passed.
We do, yes.
Without realising that if a judge decided of their own volition to pass a given sentence, if it was outside the scope of the sentencing parameter, it opens itself up to appeal and the appeal would be successful. In other words, it would be a waste of time to pass such a sentence, and what it would do is guarantee that we spent more time in courts having appeals heard, which were going to ultimately be successful. Now, part of the problem that we have, certainly in criminal law here in West Australia, is the seriousness of the offence, which, put simply, the moment somebody comes along, and certainly David and Catherine Burney did this, the moment somebody comes along and finds a more hideous, more torturous, more heinous way to dispatch a fellow human being, they raise the bar. So what happens is when somebody comes along and you say to them, is this the worst case? You know, for example, they made this person suffer for 24 hours. Well, no, it's not the worst case, because David and Catherine Burney, they were far more depraved than that. And this is part of the problem, that the moment we have a greater example of an offence, the bar is raised. And the only way you can receive the maximum sentence is if you've committed the worst possible example of that crime. So in other words, in West Australia, if you're going to have the situation where you could sentence somebody to the maximum for murder, God forbid that individual would have to be more heinous than David and Catherine Burney to achieve it.
So, Kate, what I want to ask you is, you've come forward now, you know, you're definitely a survivor and you've got the real courage and conviction to see this through and you know...
Till the next election, I think.
Well, and see, you know, and go and see the Attorney-General. Why now? Why now?
I just got fed up.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. My children are old enough to let me do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And how, I need to ask you, I mean, you've been able to go on and combat adversity every day, and this is
not adversity every day.
No.
It was a bad 12 hours.
It was
a bad 12 hours.
How's that affected the rest of your life? Yeah. I would argue that it obviously has, otherwise you wouldn't be sitting here now.
That's right.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't mean to be a smart aleck saying that. I mean, that's
you sound like one.
Yeah, I apologise if I do. That's a genuine statement. I don't think you'd be sitting here now.
No, the 20 years when she wasn't up for parole were perfect.
Yep.
And I was in Broome for the previous two parole hearings, so they didn't bother me either. But this one bothers me in Perth due to the media.
And because you were here and it made it more real for you.
It just brings it back like it was yesterday, and I'm fed up. It's not right. It's unjust. Our justice system is weak, like you said. And something needs to be done about it, and I thought that I could do it.
All right, Liz, what are you hoping that you'll be able to help Kate achieve in this regard? And like I said, obviously she made contact with you because you are a member of the Legislative Council. You've got some understanding of the political process. I think it's probably fair to say, although I don't expect you to comment, that you also understand its limitations. So you can hear clearly what Kate has to say. Anyone who doesn't listen to Kate and doesn't have some obvious sympathy and empathy for what she has to say is not a human being. So how do we go about achieving this?
Okay, so when I first heard about this, it came to me via another Kate, who's a friend of ours, and she said, can you help Kate Moyer? I met with Kate, spoke with her about it and said, well, this is not a political issue, this is a common sense issue. And like Carolee, common sense is something that I think is important. So I spoke to the Attorney-General, who is my colleague in the North Metro region, and said, look, on the face of it, what do you think we can do? And he said, look, I agree with you. I'm amenable to change. Why don't we all get together and have a talk about it? Which to me seems the most common sense thing to do. Sit down, let's have a meeting. So Kate Moyer and I went and met with Michael Mishan. You've got to understand, Catherine Burney was sentenced for that crime. She had a 20-year non parole period, and then there's a mandatory 3-year review for every person who's been sentenced under that regime. There is a mandatory review. Now, what we're going to be looking at through the Attorney General is avenues as to, can we lengthen the time as to when she comes up for review, considering she also doesn't apply for parole herself. So can it be extended out to 5 years, for instance? Does Kate Moyer have to be notified each time? And the answer to that is no. She can have herself removed from the notification of victims register.
Just before you go any further, would you choose to do that, Kate? Yeah. Would you choose to have yourself removed from the notification?
I need to be notified when she dies because there will be a media circus.
Fine. Okay. But
and that's what
we get the message.
And that's what can be put in place now is that no longer will Kate be notified of these hearings when they do take place. The also thing is too, is where can we believe in the freedom of the press. Of course we do, and that people have the right to report things. But there are certain things that we think don't deserve air. So let's not inform the media when these things are happening. If there has to be a mandatory review done by the parole board, let them do it.
Can I just put the media case here, if I may,
yeah,
Liz?
Yeah.
It's a, you've got to remember, these events occurred in 1986, right? So anybody now who's under 40 has no meaningful recollection of these events, right? Those of us who are a bit older, we do.
And why do they need to know about it?
Because... do you want people to forget about it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Do you want
yeah.
to...
Yes.
Yeah. We want her to rot in jail where
okay.
she belongs
If people forget about it, then somebody's going to come along, right, who's a 45-year-old and apply for parole on her behalf with absolutely no conception of what she did because it was
nobody
something...
Nobody can apply for parole on her behalf. She has to make the application, so
well,
that
I can't
happen.
But the reason why I'm saying this is if you keep these things alive, people maintain the rage.
Yeah, that is. Right.
If you talk to anyone who's an advocate for capital punishment in West Australia, the names David and Catherine Burney come up in the argument first.
What about the Claremont serial killer? If the Claremont serial killer
hasn't
was
been caught,
now,
he hasn't been caught yet, Kay. Kate, that's a different thing.
And the thing is also, I still stand by what I said in the beginning. You know, the judge in the beginning, he could have sentenced differently. You can sentence to life without parole. Yes, it may well be appealed later on, but you can well sentence. Martin Bryant is sentenced.
But he was
that
sentenced
way.
Yeah, but
under
Tasmanian law,
okay,
not Australian
but
law.
No, but even in WA, it so could have been
law.
Sentenced.
Not at the time. It wasn't available at the time. Sentencing no. regimes have changed since that.
Okay, Kate, let me ask you another question because I think it's a brave thing also to opt out of not being notified when Burney is coming up for parole, because just say she ever is released, what would your reaction be if you weren't actually...
I'd call friends for protection.
Yeah, and so if you say, I don't want to be notified, do you sort of see yourself as playing a little bit of Russian roulette that it would almost be more of a worry because suddenly years would go by and you wouldn't know?
I'm sure that the government would notify me if she got out.
Yeah.
But what if you say you don't want to be
That's
notified?
That's right.
Well, what would happen is that any recommendation for parole has to go to the Attorney General for approval.
Yep.
Don't forget, it's not the parole board that says she can be paroled. It's the parole review board that gives a recommendation to the Attorney General.
Yep.
The Attorney General of the day, whoever that might be, would have to sign off on it. There would be media attached to that straight away.
I would also argue, certainly, in the foreseeable future, I cannot imagine any Attorney-General signing off on it. I really can't.
No.
It would just be dumb.
Well, we've seen success of Jim McGuinty, Christian Porter, and now twice Michael Mission sign off on it. So, and as long as Michael's the Attorney-General.
All right, 9221882. It's a very interesting debate, this one, about parole. And as we talked about before, Catherine Burney, per se, has never actually applied for parole. Is simply entitled to have a parole hearing every 3 years once 20 years was up, which indeed it is. 9221882, do you too believe that the law should change? That people, especially convicted of crimes of the nature of those of David and Catherine Burney, should never automatically be considered for parole?